This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Is Myles Garrett a dirty player? 877-881-1053. Text in whether or not you think he is, because I think history says that he is. And the move that he pulled last night, that's nothing but dirty to me.
Do you want to go directly to the audio? We heard from all the participants after the fact, but how did it sound in the moment? I think we should go with Browns radio first, because I'm really excited to see how Steelers radio reacted. So in case you missed it, Myles Garrett rips off the helmet of Mason Rudolph, punches him in the bare head with it. Here's how it sounded on Cleveland Browns radio.
And there's a brawl going down inside the 10-yard line. Mason Rudolph and Larry Ogunjobi are going down, and the Steelers are kicking Ogunjobi in the head, and the benchers are coming off the field. Both sides are coming off the field. Marquise Pouncey was kicking Ogunjobi in the head.
Well, I think he'll have next weekend off.
Oh, wow.
Wow, so the Cleveland Browns just kind of missed exactly what the main crux of this entire fight was. One of your players took your helmet off and punched a human in the head. So the Browns radio missed it. Let's see how the Steelers radio call did with the fight.
That is not a first down pickup, and it's far short.
Oh, we got reaction.
We got flags.
Oh, Mason. Oh!
And the Steelers, we got a kick in the end zone by a Steeler. And I got a kick to the head.
He hit him with a helmet. Mason with the helmet.
Well, this just sets the stage for
the rematch.
Yeah, it does.
Whoa, because they already realized they lost. Steelers radio had they realized this team, our team lost, so we're thinking ahead now. What are we thinking about? And so they're thinking this sets the stage for a rematch. Kevin, Larry Ogunjobi came in at the last second while Mason Rudolph had his helmet off and pushed him in the back. I don't know if you saw that at the very end of that whole situation.
And I got a quick update. Pouncey has been suspended 3 games for the punching and the kicking. And Myles Garrett, indefinite suspension, means that he will be out at a minimum the rest of the season, the regular season. And then, hilariously enough, they also said the playoffs. I mean, he didn't even include that. The rest of the regular season, which is what we thought. But at a minimum, Myles Garrett is now suspended for at least the rest of the regular season and the playoffs. Pouncey clipped for the next 3 games. And by the way, you could hear it in their voice when you heard the, that was in regards to the helmet punch.
Yeah, so there it is.
Well, I think he'll have next weekend off.
Pouncey suspended 3 games. Myles Garrett suspended 4 indefinitely. And breaking news on 105 through the Fan, powered by Radio.com Sports, brought to you by the Midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz.
What a smart sponsorship of them these last few days. Holy crap, has there been a lot of breaking news.
From the 214, you guys don't care about the black player getting kicked in the head. I don't think that has anything to do with race at this point, guys.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry if I kind of brought that back and brought this down. This was a dirty, cowardice move by a player to swing somebody's helmet. There was so much that happened early in it. There's Mason Rudolph laying on the ground trying to rip his helmet off. That's not right. And then as he's getting him up, trying to push him off, he puts his foot in his crotch. That's not right. And then Mason Rudolph jumps up and goes after him some more while his teammates are in between him and they're jawing at each other. There should be no point where he looks at somebody's open head and says, "Let me crack your skull." Never.
He could have killed Mason Rudolph. I am the number one, I'm a very, very big supporter of Myles Garrett. I saw him play high school football here at Arlington Martin. All right, I saw him play Allen when he was just in high school. Then he went to Texas A&M. So I love Myles Garrett. All right, and I'm telling you, this is not okay. If people think Mason Rudolph should get suspended for instigating,
yes,
fine.
I'm fine with that.
But somebody said he should get the exact same suspension. Are you insane? The same suspension for pulling out someone's face mask and helmet versus someone who took the helmet, that could be a deadly weapon. Don't fool yourself that Mason Rudolph is okay. If you take a helmet which is there to protect your brain and your head. And you lift up and you smash someone in the skull with it. It is a miracle. We are not talking today about Mason Rudolph being in a coma. It has nothing to do with race because I love Myles Garrett. All right? That is not okay.
Also point out the player that was kicking Myles Garrett in the head was black too. Pouncy.
Also not okay. Is it so hard to say the black player was in the wrong? The white player was in the wrong. People kicking and doing non-football things was in the wrong.
Yeah, this was two guys that were in the heated moment, and it 8 seconds left in the game. They're like, hey, let's get done with this thing. Let's move on. They should have just left the field altogether. Now, Kevin, the question is Myles Garrett a dirty player? Here's the history that says that it might be. Game one. He $10,527 for punching Delanie Walker in the face at his helmet. You know, that's a dumb move anyway. You never punch a guy's helmet because you're going to break your hand. Why are you doing that? Week two, fined $42,000 for two separate hits on Trevor Siemian. And then this. This is a history now. This is a history now. And this goes back to Ndamukong Suh stepping on people's chests, stepping on people's ankles. There is a history now of him doing things that do not stand out as a clean player. This is a guy that I thought was, you know, as a number one overall pick, man, I thought he was genuine. I thought he was the real deal. But I didn't know that he was going to let his emotions take over like this. I also heard Joe Thomas say last night, the first time he tried to block him in practice, that Myles Garrett ran right past him. Kevin, that's why he's going to get every chance beyond this. Jermaine Whitehead threatens to kill people after a game on social media. Threatens to kill people after a game on social media. He's let go. Another guy has a drug incident. They're moving on from him or suspended from him. Myles Garrett will get every opportunity to continue to get his name after this moment because he was a number one pick.
Exactly. I hate to say it, but let's not pretend. Come on, man. Let's not pretend that we don't live in a world where the better you are at something, the more you can get away with.
Yes.
I mean, we've talked about that in reference to the 90s Cowboys all the time. There was all kinds of questionable tomfoolery and much worse happening there, but they were all really good, and so you could kind of move beyond that. Maybe you shouldn't have, but let's face it. That's the difference between Whitehead and Garrett. Is Garrett is viewed as a franchise player. If Whitehead was viewed as a franchise player, do you really think he would have got let go? I don't. If something like this happened with Dak Prescott, I mean, I don't imagine that would happen. But if it did, do you really think that the Cowboys would just let go of him? Do you really think any team in the NFL would let go of their franchise player? I don't.
I had a friend, this happened to him in high school, Kevin. He got hit in the face with his own helmet because they were arguing over a mouthpiece. They were arguing over whose mouthpiece it was. And he swung and hit him in the face. Broke his orbital bone. Didn't kill him. Myles Garrett is bigger and stronger than that kid ever was. And he could have crushed this guy. He could have put him in a state of vegetation. Now, that happens on almost every play. Last night was a physical game, Kevin.
Yeah.
Last night, there was one player left the field with his ears bleeding. There was a concussion for Juju Smith-Schuster. It was physical.
Yeah.
And the game is physical. I get it. But that right there goes to a next level with something, and it shouldn't happen in the sport.
All right. So you were asking about Myles Garrett potentially being a dirty player. So here's what I saw. I saw a statistic this morning. Who has the most penalties called on them in the NFL this season? The Browns. Who has the most penalties accepted against them in the NFL this season? The Browns. Who has the most targeting penalties? The Browns. Who has the most penalty yards against them? The Browns. So this question was posed to Freddie Kitchens. Just keep all that in mind when the question is essentially asked about his team. I don't know if he said dirty or
being out of control. The question, you can barely hear it in the audio. He says, is your team out of control?
Do you think the team's out of control? No. I think people get helmet-to-helmet contacts every week.
And I'll tell you.
I agree with that.
I want to see. Will you see if you can seek out any more? Because I think it escalated a little bit from there, if we can find it. But yeah, so Freddie Kitchens had an exchange with reporters where he very much disputed the idea that his team was a dirty team. And I'm sure he would dispute that Myles Garrett is a dirty player, even though he said Myles Garrett should be embarrassed.
Yeah, I just think the three instances that he's had this year are dirty.
It's a bad look.
You don't try and punch somebody.
It's a horrible look.
You don't try and swing a helmet at somebody. And the two hits that he had on Simeon are problems too. And so I just, for me, it looks like this dude is a dirty player. And the team being out of control, Kevin, I agree. And there are helmet to helmet all the time. Some of them are intentional. Some of them are not. The one with Deontay Johnson last night kind of looked intentional. It looked like he should have been ejected from the game. And that was kind of my big concern there. It's a physical game. These are two rivals. I get all those things. And yes, there is going to be another game. Kevin, you've talked about that with the Steelers.
2 weeks.
They get to play Cleveland, and you were excited about their win streak there because you're a huge Steelers fan. But you were like, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Cleveland. And it is going to set up for something big. But man, I think once everybody steps back a little bit, they're like, okay, you know what? We were in the wrong. I do wonder, and let's go to Myles Garrett's comments after the game, Shippy. Let's go to cut three here. Because after the game, I wanted to know that he felt some remorse, and I don't know that I got that.
It's going to come back to hurt our team. You know, the guys who jumped in the scrum, you know, I appreciate, you know, my team having my back, but it just never got to that point.
It's been called embarrassing by your coach, and I think player, I mean, do you think that's fair? Description of
absolutely, that is embarrassing. Now what I did was foolish, and I shouldn't allow myself to slip like that.
Do you feel you played the final game of the season tonight?
No clue.
Well, yes, you have, and a couple more things. First of all, I think he has. Myles Garrett has 3 days to appeal the suspension, and obviously, you've seen the NFL does not have a really lengthy history of overturning their suspensions. But here's something from Mike Florio, a high-level source with another NFL team, said if the league is serious, they should fine the Browns $5 million and Freddie Kitchens $500,000. That was like a bounty game. There were so many unnecessary flagrant hits and then the cherry on top, which, of course, being the Myles Garrett hit. And that's a little scary. I've seen a couple of people on the fan text reference, you know, Greg Williams in terms of the bounty kind of stuff. And I mean,
he's not in Cleveland anymore, by the way.
Yeah,
he isn't in Cleveland. He has moved on. I thought Greg Williams should have stayed as the head coach for Cleveland instead of Freddie Kitchens, because I liked what they were building last year while he was the head coach. And he's a hell of a defensive coordinator. And maybe, you know what, Kevin, maybe he established a mentality in Cleveland that was, you know, vicious. And get after it like that. They haven't been that kind of team this season, though. They talked about before the game, though, that they had to be the more physical team against the Steelers. The Steelers have bullied them for, I think, the last 5 years. It was something along those lines. 5 years, five games. They haven't won against the Steelers in forever.
Yeah.
And so they said, look, in order for us to reestablish that we are, because the hype train was big for Cleveland this year, right, Kevin? Huge. So they said, we have to establish that we're the more physical team tonight, and they wanted to go out there and do it, and they did. It was a huge show last night, Kevin.
Both teams are apparently being fined $250,000. We told you that Pouncey has been suspended for 3 games, and then Ogunjobi, going to get that eventually, is being suspended for 1 game. So those are the suspensions we know. Ogunjobi, 1 game. Pouncey, 3 games. Myles Garrett, indefinitely, he will miss at least the remainder of the regular season and all of the postseason, so just the remainder of the regular season. And both teams have been fined $250,000.
I would also like, Kevin, because I did see this, I think we always should request and ask how OJ feels. I do want to know.
He said something about this?
Yeah, no, he did. He had a... Oh. Let's see what OJ Simpson... had to say about this situation last night.
Look, all I know is this. The minute Mason went after the man's helmet with his foot in his groin, it's on. I'm hearing all these announcers saying that Garrett should be suspended. Maybe he should. But when a guy's trying to get your helmet off your head, and that's where it started, right, with his foot in your groin, it's on. I'm just saying. Take care.
And you know what? He's right.
That's amazing.
That moment, that listen, I don't want anybody to get skewed what we saw. When you watch it, when you see it, Mason Rudolph's trying to rip his helmet off. It just escalated too quickly and got out of hand. And that moment was where this thing turned into an indefinite suspension.
Just for the record, I've not seen any suspension for Mason Rudolph, for people asking about that. All right, Shippy, let's go back to you. You found more of the exchange with Freddie Kitchens. And like I said, Corey, I don't know if you've heard this. It escalates.
Yeah, so he basically, the reporter is like straight up. He goes, I'm going to come at you straight up and ask you, you know, about the culture of this team and if you should have been able to handle this better.
I'll ask you straight up, as you said to. Does any of this go back to the preseason in Indianapolis when fights were, I don't want to say encouraged, but were okay?
No. Or encouraged. I never okayed fights. Did you say I okayed fights? I never okayed fights. Did I want them to get after their ass? Yes, I did. But that's not fighting. That's not after the whistle. But that's between the whistles, yes. I never condone fighting on a football field because that's penalties. I don't coach penalties. I don't coach false starts. I don't coach after the whistle grabbing somebody's face mask. I don't coach that. So I don't know what you're talking about with Indianapolis when I condone fighting. That's putting words in my mouth. I've never in my life condoned a fight. That's a penalty.
How does the way the game ended reflect on this entire team or this entire franchise?
Yeah, I don't know. That's for you guys to decide. I just know that while I'm the head coach here, that's not going to be acceptable in any form, fashion, or anything. So,
I mean,
I don't condone fighting because that's a penalty.
If he's saying no form or fashion, then it's not acceptable while he's here, then Myles Garrett won't be a Brown much longer.
Well,
but that's not going to happen.
You're about to find out that it's completely acceptable. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where, hey, did you know the Browns have problems even beyond Myles Garrett? It's true. We'll talk about it next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.